Well, hello, everybody. I'm here with Mr. Wilson again, Mr. W.A. Wilson, in another of these series of informal off-the-cuff discussions. Conversations with the Dean of Broadcasters, Mr. W.A. Wilson, founder of WOPI. And as you folks who have been here and have lived here and have been listening to WOPI well know, Mr. Wilson has distinguished himself in many other fields of endeavor, of which very little may be known. I don't know whether he wants me to say this or not, but I personally know that Mr. Wilson has taken a very active interest and still does in the Salvation Army, having established the dime board in 1940. Served for quite some time as chairman of the foundation, the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis here in Sullivan County. Mr. Wilson devoted quite a bit of time to service in the Red Cross, I believe, and also used the facilities of this station to promote bond sales. Mr. Wilson, I appreciate you coming in here to talk to me again. We're just more or less having a little informal reminiscent visit, and it's a pleasure to me, sir, to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. I'd like to say a few words about fundraising.
Yes, sir.
Back in those days of 29 and 30 and probably 32, 33, 34, we raised practically all the money for the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, and other organizations. WOPI did all that. I know I had a mobile unit that I used to go around. I was on each street, and I was on top of this car broadcasting and asking people to bring their contributions out or phone the station, and they communicated with me on this mobile unit. So we had Boy Scouts on this mobile unit that would run into the house and get the money and so forth and so on. I remember one time that it was very interesting to see the people, how they responded to our appeal. And I remember one year, we raised $16,000 for the Salvation Army, and we raised about $12,000 for the Red Cross. And then, of course, that is on our mobile unit. And then, of course, we appealed. We had to raise money for the local chapter of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, too, that way. And we just get on the air and get contributions. I know one time is a gentleman who's passed on now, a very distinguished gentleman. We had a five-minute program before 6 o'clock every day appealing to the people to contribute to, say the Red Cross. And this gentleman got on the air. He didn't think we had many listeners. I believe he thought that. So he said he'd match every dollar that was phoned in the next 30 minutes. It was at 6:30. And he had to put out, I believe, it was about $600. So we had about $1,200 there in 30 minutes.
Yes,
there's one gentleman who's still living, and he's a very fine gentleman. He was on his way from Kingsport and stopped at Midway, that's what they call it down there, the service station, and called up and said, I'll give $150. So that is $300 right there, you see.
Yes.
So he started the ball rolling. So this fellow said, I'll never say that again as I go off the air.
Mr. Wilson, it must have been a great thrill for you when 6:30 in the evening came on June the 15th, 41 years ago. That's when your station first went on the air and you knew you were actually broadcasting. You remember the first voice that ever went over your microphones, over the airways?
Well, officially, I don't remember, but we had the official opening at the Hotel Bristol in the main dining room. We had musicians. We had Paul English who was there. He was a playwright. He was our MC, and we had all kinds of talent. We had a band, I never will forget Red Snodgrass and his band. They were there. And I believe Jerry King, our present mayor of Bristol, Tennessee, he had a band, very, very good high school band.
I understand that he did.
And he played dances, and he was on the air quite a bit with his band.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly you utilized the facilities of this station to entertain the people. And, of course, as Mr. Michael indicated the other day, in any business, this one or any other, you must make a living with it. But there are other things that are just as important. And so you've utilized what you had built up here, your WOPI, to promote the Red Cross when they needed money, when they needed help, like you did in that flood in 37, I believe it was, wasn't it?
37.
Yeah. I well remember that flood. I was up in northern West Virginia, and it was very tragic up in that country. And then, of course, during the war for the bond sales. And I think perhaps, Mr. Wilson, you more or less blazed the trail for others to follow an example as to just what radio can do, the power.
Well, I believe in public service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it certainly did point it up there, you know, the power of radio, because as you said there, if a man got on the air and said, I'll match anybody's contribution, somebody could have called in and had plenty of money and said, I'm going to give $1,000. Well, he probably would have matched it all.
Oh, he could match it. He could afford to do it.
It would show you the power of the spoken word.
That's right.
And our listeners have been very, very complimentary about the interviews that we have had with you, Mr. Wilson, here. This is several of them that we've had. And they're all very enthusiastic and like to support WOPI in every way. We, in turn, try to carry out the policies that you founded. From what I've been able to gather in talking to many of the old-timers here in Bristol, and it's hardly a day that I've been in Bristol that somebody hasn't mentioned, does Mr. Wilson, does he ever come around? Does he still have something to do with radio? I said, Mr. Wilson is one of our most ardent backers. Most ardent boosters here. When we do wrong, he tells us so. When we do right, he compliments us, and we appreciate it, sir, very, very much.
Well, so, y'all are doing a very good job, I think.
We
attempt to
carry on with what radio really ought to be. I've contended here, after radio kind of broke away for a while from what I don't never have got away from, it's going back to it a little bit now, mostly, I think. You know, this for a long time, many of the stations, they tried every other thing except taking radio to the people. And this station, I think, has always been more or less right in the homes. You take it right to the people.
Well, I figured it belonged to the people.
That's right. Because if you're going to come out here and you're going to advertise, and I believe you told me you had an account that's still here in Bristol.
Oh, yes.
As your first Samson's, wasn't it? As your first...
That is the first one.
Your first account there.
And you've got on the air now several accounts like R.C. Boswell. We started way back and
yes.
And years ago when he first came to Bristol. And he still has the fire flashes, you know.
Yeah, he does. We have two of them today.
Yes, sir.
So that's a very fine and well-established company.
Well, those are the kind of people who supported the radio station. And we used to have another one on it. I guess that you probably sell them some spots now and then. It was a jewel box. We used to have a program for them.
And oh, yes.
They ran for years.
Mr. Weinstein. Uh-huh. Fine people.
Very fine people.
Well, we're proud of all of our advertisers, Mr. Wilson, and we're glad that they have enough confidence in us and in what you have established here to really come along and be with us on the various programs. And you've been with me on some of the programs previously, and we try to maintain a pretty high standard, the best we know how, and we feel obligated to that point. Now, I see we're going to have to get away from here and make way for another program for a few minutes, but if you'll just stay around, sir, I'm going to have another gentleman in with us in a few minutes in the next little segment of these informal conversations with Mr. W.A. Wilson. We're going to have another man talk to him, and I'm going to ask Mr. Wilson something about WOPI in the next program. So don't go away, folks. These are just little informal visits. Thank you again, Mr. Wilson. Hope you can wait now. And we have something else that we're going to talk about in just a little while on our next program.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.